Nofs il-pazjenti tal-kanċer fl-Awstralja jgħaddu minn stress kbir finanzjarju, speċjalment dawk li jkunu għaddejjin minn fażi twila ta' trattament. Huwa ta' tħassib li dan l-istress qiegħed ikollu impatt fuq id-deċiżjonijiet li ħafna pazjenti qegħdin jieħdu dwar saħħithom. Ħassied Mular ċeviet l-aħbar ta' dijanjosi tal-kanċer tas-sider fis-sena 2010 u għadha sal-lum tiġi trattata għalih.
I didn't know how much it would cost. I had no idea how it happened. I just knew I had a breast cancer. It was time to go to the surgery. And then it was time, this is what will happen. You need to do a chemo. This is the treatment we will do. So it was all about that. And suddenly it's too much information about how can I survive, because cancer is the world scary, but not about the money.
Rapport ġdid ippubblikat mill-Kunsill tal-Kanċer fl-Awstralja u s-Soċjetà Klinika tal-Onkoloġija fl-Awstralja juri li wieħed minn kull żewġ persuni li jgħadhom ħajjin wara mart tal-kanċer jgħaddu minn stress finanzjarju. L-onkoloġista Demi Kirikjos jgħid li din hija ħaġa żejda li wieħed ikollu jinkwita fuqha.
Financial costs or financial burdens become like another side effect of cancer treatment. And so just like we talk about other side effects of cancer treatments like hair loss or nausea, we talk now about the financial toxicity of treatment.
Dumula li hija minn Sydney tinsab fl-istess situazzjoni. Infatti hija qatt ma reġgħet lura għax-xogħol wara l-pawża li ħadet meta saret omm. Il-familja tagħha tinsab fi Franza u hija tgħid li l-istress emozjonali li ma tistax tivvjaġġa lura f'pajjiżha kif tixtieq minħabba raġunijiet ta' saħħa u finanzi huwa piż ieħor li jkollha ġor.
It's very hard because my mom passed away last year. I was there, but at that time it wasn't 2 years. I didn't see her, and like my husband, he hasn't seen his family for 3 years now.
L-ispejjeż enormi marbutin mal-kura tal-pazjent tal-kanċer qegħdin isiru fenomenu globali, xejn mhu differenti għall-Awstralja bil-pazjenti tipikament iħallsu madwar 15% tal-ispiża totali tal-kura li jirċievu waqt ħajjithom minn barra spejjeż oħra addizzjonali. Il-kap eżekuttiv tal-Kunsill Awstraljan tal-Kanċer, Sankja Aranda, tispjega.
On top of that 15%, it's things like parking and accommodation if you have to travel. A Victorian study has shown that up to $100 a week can be spent in parking fees for patients, but it's also over-the-counter pain medications, things to manage mucositis, which is a side effect of chemotherapy, and then that's all in the context of having reduced hours at work.
Wieħed mill-istudji li saru juri li kważi wieħed minn ħames pazjenti jgħidu li l-fattur finanzjarju jinfluwenza d-deċiżjoni tagħhom dwar it-trattament. Intan dottor Kirikjos jgħid li mhux faċli biex wieħed ikun jista' jgħid kemm se tqum l-ispiża ta' trattament. Huwa jgħid ukoll li hemm dilemma etika wkoll billi bosta drogi huma sussidjati mill-gvern fil-waqt li bosta oħra mhumiex u għalhekk jiswew ħafna iktar.
We don't want to put our patients under financial strain or burden. You just have to carefully talk through the benefits, the potential harms and the costs of such treatment so that patients can come to their own decision.
Min kwalunkwa lat f'din il-kwistjoni il-pazjenti tal-kanċer qegħdin isofru minn nuqqas ta' fondi u Sankja Aranda tgħid li xi wħud isibu rwieħhom il-bogħod mit-trattament li għandhom bżonn.
From an equity perspective, we would want to see every Australian get world's best cancer outcomes regardless of their capacity to pay.